If you're used to coming to church Sunday morning, the readings tonight might seem a little odd to you. Every Sunday at our morning Eucharist, we hear a gospel passage. Tonight, for Evensong, though, we're on a different cycle of readings. The daily office readings try to get through the whole Bible. So not every service has the gospel. To top that off, our first passage is one we hardly hear, or we don't hear very often, because it's from Ecclesiasticus, a book that's usually grouped with the Apocrypha. Ecclesiasticus is a book is only heard 4 Sundays of the church year. But Ecclesiasticus does have a lot of very good things to say. You see, Ecclesiasticus gets a lot of flack from Protestant Christians like ourselves because the Roman Catholic Church says it's part of the Bible. And many in the Protestant Reformation insisted it isn't. But just because it's not officially one of the books of the Bible doesn't mean we should throw it away. The English Reformers thought this when they wrote of one of Anglicanism's founding documents, the 39 Articles. They wrote, "And the other books," meaning Ecclesiasticus and the Apocrypha, "the church reads for example of life and instruction of manners, but doesn't apply them to establish any doctrine." So we shouldn't turn to Ecclesiasticus to give us some new insight about God, to contradict what we read elsewhere in Scripture. But we should read it for example of life and instruction of manners. That's a 16th century way of saying we should read it for morality and because it tells us how we should live our lives. They're saying this book may not be on par with the Gospels or Genesis. It's not the Word of God in the same way, but it's still good for us to read. And a plain reading of tonight's first passage makes that abundantly clear. This passage from Ecclesiasticus speaks strongly to the world today. We, as humanity, think incredibly highly of ourselves. For most people in the world, especially our society's best and brightest, we're capable of solving every problem, answering every question, if only we have the time to sit down and think things through. We're far greater than the world that we see around us. And Ecclesiasticus echoes that when it says that God endowed them with strength like his own and made them in his own image and granted them dominion over beasts and birds. There is something different about us, something that differentiates people from any other animal. But we also need to be mindful of the beginning here. The Lord created man out of earth and turned him back to it again. We're more powerful than many beasts and birds, but we're most definitely not gods. We're part of creation, part of this world. And we have our limits. It also said in the passage, "For all things cannot be in men, since a son of man is not immortal." And so Ecclesiasticus tells us to not dwell on how great we are, not to dwell on our own selves, but rather to focus on the one who is greater than us, the one who created us. Turn to the Lord and forsake your sins. Pray in his presence and lessen your offenses. Every good we have is thanks to him. It's us being made in his image. It's us being recipients of his love. Without him, we're less than nothing. But don't let that fact about ourselves turn us to dread and despair. We are less than nothing, but we are given strength by God. We're given authority by God. We're not just created, we're created in his image. We're objects of his love. That gets repeated so much that as Christians, sometimes it could become inane, but it's true. We are incredibly, deeply loved by God. That love isn't just one good thing among many others. It's the only good in our lives. It's the one, or the only thing that gives our life meaning and purpose. So as we leave this service to go back out into the dark, into the cold, don't just keep that love, that warmth to yourself. Share that love with the people around you and tell them where that love comes from. Amen.